uncreated forms are without known beginning. When did we first become a human being?
It is without known beginning. Isn't it? When we were first human beings, Adam and Eve is a story. Nobody can tell when. So, the mind-created forms are without number, unending. Mind-created modifications are without number. What they do is create limitations. To be free from limitations, we have to destroy this mind-created form. That is, the purpose of birth is to stop future birth and death. And that is not possible unless and until the structure is changed. So, what we have in mind is, we are like a coin, the two sides of a coin. One side is the physical body brain system, the other side is the divine presence. This side also of the coin is structured from chitti. I have read out to you. Even this body brain system is structured from chitti. Even that is unlimited progress. And the other side is divine segment. Segment of divine wholeness, Paramatma. So, see any way you like, you are something wonderful. Whether you are chitti or whether you are divine segment, you are wonderful. And if you are not that today, there is only one cause. Self-created limitations. Self-created limitations are created by the thinking instrument is the thinking principle. And to be free from these limitations, also you have to use the thinking instrument with the thinking principle. The same instruments are there to give you ultimate freedom from your self-created limitations. But it calls for fiery aspiration, spiritual reading, and devotion to Ishwara. How many of you, for a moment, give devotion to your inside God? How many of you? How many of you play the game of Radhe Krishna? Have you ever played this game? Play and see the beauty of it. Play the game of Radhe Krishna and see the beauty of it. No, we would rather go to a temple and pray rather than look inside and pray. We are not able to pray, we have to fall in love with our divine fragment. And then, through that, through those eyes, do the spiritual reading. But for that must come fiery aspiration and devotion to Ishwara. Clear? Am I clear?
Doctor, am I clear?
That's a very good question. Did you hear? If Christ cannot avoid what has to come to him, crucifixion, he says that how you and I can avoid. Is that so, no? How can pain yet to come can be warded off? Christ leaves for ourselves. He has to project the picture. And Christ, who can touch him? Do you know the story of that? When he was carrying his cross, which was very heavy, a very strong woman who had believed in him came forward to help him. But when he tried to lift the cross, he couldn't move, which Christ was carrying on. You see? So Christ turned to him and said, If I could call, I could call 5,000 angels to my aid. What did you say? If I can call, I would call 5,000 angels to my aid. But he didn't want that aid. He wanted something to happen. This is not a picture we can see and explain in this term. You get that one? This was a different picture. His dying on the cross created a cross. On that cross, for many centuries, only criminals were nailed. On cross, before his time, for 2, 3, 4 centuries, the Romans used to crucify and nail criminals. The day he was nailed to a cross, cross became a symbol. He wanted that to happen. You understand? That is why he said to that Roman, if I can call to my aid, I can call 5,000 angels to my aid. That means I will not let this happen, you see, but I am letting this happen, so that in pure desperation people can carry a cross and hang on to it. You get that point? Because they have not the will or the knowledge to change the structure. They have not the knowledge to know that I am also a Christ. They hold on to the cross and leave, you see, to the good days and bad days. So he became a solace to millions on that cross. Yes. You see? Not in this case we could say that faith it is yours should be worded on. He could have. You see? That's my point. So, this was a special life. See? Rama could have lived in many other, much other ways. But he preferred to live. For Rama it is said, Manushya Charitra. He lived as a man, as an ordinary man. When Shiva was praising highly Rama to Parvati, so Parvati said, oh, you're Rama. You see how he is behaving? You see, Rama was searching in the forest. Sita, 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 you see? So Parvati said, is this your Ram? He can't even know where is Sita. So she said, so go and prove it. Prove for yourself what is Ram. So Parvati came down and in the forest started running with hair all under. Ram, Ram, like that, you see. So when she came in front of Ram, Mataji, swag aapke liye. Not here, not in the woods, you see. So she realized what Ram was in fact, you see. Yet she said, Sita, Sita, because he had to live Manushya Charitra. So Christ has to live that Manushya Charitra. You see, these few people come for a purpose. But in that case, we can't therefore say that faith which is left to come can be warded off. You understand me now clearly? Hmm? So these are aspects which are totally different. But as a law it is said, faith which is left to come can be warded off. You understand me now? Unless tomorrow you become the Christ.
But sir, actually the Christian women, pain is the outcome of past karma. And then as you said, even through yogic action you go like a laser, but the karma will catch up. So something or the other I have to pay.
Catch up only to prove something. To prove something, not other. You see?
No, but I have to suffer the pain.
Karma Krishna did not suffer pain. Those who saw Ramakrishna suffered pain. You see? Ramakrishna did not suffer pain. At that stage, pain is nothing. Nailing on the cross has no pain. But to us it is pain, so we portray it as painful. Such entity, slender one that lives there is no pain. Even if the pain catches up, it is no pain. It is pleasure. Christ wanted the world to have a cross. You get that? Like that. So, just from our standard, it is pain. Which is taking us. You see? That's all. Ramana Maharishi. Our present day great prophet, Ramana Maharishi. During his samadhi, the path of his hand was eaten up by right hands. He did not know the pain.
reach a stage, pain has no meaning. Those who see can feel pain, but look what he is suffering. But to that particular person, there is no pain. Because once you go up, once you have lifted yourself, you find yourself, change your structure. These are human terms for human beings. And we apply that because we treat them as we are. Right? How much will go down the drain, I don't know.
How much will go down the drain?
I don't know. Because I am sure you don't know where you will keep it in your brain. You don't know where you will keep it in your brain. And if there is no place you know where you can keep it, where will you keep it? You put your diamond jewelry in a particular place so that it will not be stolen. But where you put these diamonds in your brain, you don't know. They might just drop off tomorrow. That is the term. You see? The brain is not very big comparatively. Yet in that brain the entire Brahman can be put. You see? It is so wonderful. And yet one simple truth is not remembered at the same time. Because it just drains off somewhere. Brain is the most spectacular creation of God in the entire universe. The weakest, the strongest, the hopeless, the dirtiest, the most wonderful structure that ever can be created. That is the human brain. And that structure of a human brain can be structured by ourselves. By ourselves. If it is wonderful and brilliant, it will be we who are responsible. If it will be dirty and small, it will be we who are responsible. So whatever I have said, please go home and put all this into a safe place so that by the time you come back next month, it is not forgotten. And when I say fiery aspiration, please try to be very honest with yourself. Put these studies above everything else and see that you give no reason to yourself why you have missed one day. Then you will come to that stage where 365 minus 1 is 0. That day will be fiery aspiration. And soon it will be possible for you to have spiritual reading, and you will experience Radhe Krishna. Thank you. When are we meeting again? In January? Yes. Last Thursday is not 70. Last Thursday is 24. The next meeting will be 24th, followed by 26th Saturday. Huh? Is it Republic? Will you come? Or will you find an excuse not to come? On 26th, for our exercises, as it is, 60 become 14. So on 26th, they may become 12, I don't know. Alright, that is the last Thursday in February? 28.
28.
28. 21st. 21st. 21st and 23rd will be in February, if all goes well. 1st and 23rd, if all goes well, in February, yeah? Not in January. January 22nd and
24th.
24th and 26th. See how soon we forget? It drains out of the brain. Okay?
This Saturday.
What is that?
This Saturday we have to meet.
Yeah, Saturday we have to come here, not if it is raining.
Yeah, 3:30. 3:30.